The longest-serving Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, is resigning. In his announcement today, Abe said he's leaving because of a chronic health issue, ulcerative colitis, something he has suffered from since he was a teenager. Joining us now is NPR's Anthony Kuhn. He's in Seoul, South Korea. Anthony, Abe called this a wrenching decision. What else did he say today about why he's resigning?
Well, he had just said earlier this week that he was going to manage his health, this chronic bowel disease. He was going to tough it out. He only has one more year in office anyway. But today at a press conference, he said that this disease flared up again in June, and he's just not confident that it wouldn't affect his political judgment. So he's going to step down, but he also said that he thinks he can hang on until his party, the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, picks another successor. There's none lined up, but there's going to be some pretty intense jockeying in the coming weeks as they pick a successor for him.
And what about his legacy? 2020 was supposed to be a very big year for Japan. Tokyo was supposed to host the Olympics this summer, but of course the pandemic changed that. Is there a sense that Abe is leaving with promises unfilled?
There certainly is. And he said as much. He said he regrets that he didn't fulfill some key goals. And, you know, he basically wanted to stop Japan's economic stagnation over the past more than two decades. And he did that. He got modest growth, but nothing like Japan saw in the 1960s. He also wanted to preserve Japan's place as Asia's preeminent power. You know, China has overtaken Japan both economically and militarily. The way he sought to do this was by casting off what he saw as sort of the shackles of a post-war system imposed by the U.S. And the key to that was revising the Constitution so that the government could get more power. And he regretted that he couldn't do this. He said he also was concerned about leaving as COVID is hammering the Japanese economy and his approval ratings as well. But the government still insists they're going to hold those games next summer.
Shinzo Abe had a very good relationship with President Trump compared with almost any other leader in the world. What does his resignation mean for the relationship between the U.S. and Japan?
Yeah, he did have a special relationship with President Trump, and that's not easy because President Trump has long criticized Japan as trying to rip the U.S. off. And so President Trump sought a better trade deal with Japan. He pulled out of an Obama-era deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And then basically Washington had to renegotiate the same deal all over again. But it could have gone worse. The Trump administration was threatening to hit Japan's auto exports with tariffs, which, you know, would have hurt the Toyotas and the Mazdas. Washington has also pressured Tokyo to pay more for the cost of stationing troops there and tried Tokyo to join this sort of coalition to confront China. But because Abe had this relationship with Trump forged over steaks and burgers and sumo wrestling and golf in Tokyo and at Mar-a-Lago as well, he was able to sort of manage the unpredictable shifts in the relationship with Washington.
That is NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Seoul, South Korea. Anthony, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.